Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Sunday, August 12th. For those of you who are following Q at home, you can find Q drops on quite a few different websites. I'm currently using qmap.pub and qanon.app. For those of you who want to follow Q on Android devices, you can go to the Google Play Store. Q drops, Q alerts are both available. There are no apps available currently for iPhones. My theme for this video is we are under attack. You may have noticed that leaders and supporters of the Q movement have come under increasing attack over the last week. For those who are inclined to send me links to posts and videos where people are attacking me, it's not necessary. The strategy of the enemy isn't actually to discredit Q. If that were the strategy, they would be looking at Q's posts and trying to analyze what Q is actually up to. The strategy of the enemy is to attack you and me and our friends personally so that we get angry and that we defend ourselves and say something out of character or say something mean, and then they have more ammunition to use against us. I am just ignoring trolls and haters. They want to make this about me, and this whole thing is not about me. It's not about you. It is about the president. It is about Q. It is about America. Eventually, if we ignore those people long enough, they'll start to attack the president. My policy has always been to ignore people who attack me. They want my attention, and they're not going to get it. I have way too much work to do. Not interested in arguments, not interested in debates. It's about getting the information out there. The political pundits, for their part, I think, are going to learn a painful lesson pretty soon as they continue attacking Q and not doing any research, and as Q is proven to be a reliable source of information, people are going to wake up and realize that we don't need these people telling us what to think. And that's one of the things that kind of disappoints and angers me about the attacks on Q. There are a lot of political pundits who are telling us, you know, you, me, and my friends, that we're stupid, that we are idiots, that we have been fooled, that we are sheep, and we don't know what we're doing, we don't think correctly, we are following conspiracy theories. These so-called experts have been telling us that they know better than we do, and I think that is probably going to backfire. We're not stupid. We have done our research, most of us, and we know exactly why we're following Q. So there are some very interesting dynamics in this whole discussion on social media about Q. All right, let's get into some Q posts. This is a very long post by Q, and is a list of articles and some Twitter status updates attacking Devin Nunes, who is exposing corruption in Washington, D.C. This is the first part of the list. This is the second part. And the text here at the beginning, Q wrote, past 24 hours, Nunes attack. And this is just a sample of articles and status updates on Twitter attacking Devin Nunes. This is part two. On the bottom, Q wrote, coordinated effort to silence or remove. Notice a pattern. Echo chamber conspiracy. These people are sick. Bottom there is a link to Merriam-Webster dictionary entry on the word eradicate. And then Q wrote, U.S. Air Force B-52 precision bombs, Q. Right, they're trying to bomb Devin Nunes into oblivion with just essentially carpet bombing lots of anti-Devin Nunes articles. A large number of them are about this tape that Rachel Maddow evidently leaked, where Nunes was caught on tape saying that he's trying to protect the president from Mueller. And, you know, if Devin Nunes sees Mueller as someone who is a threat to the president, especially since the Mueller investigation really had no solid legal basis to begin with, then I would say that Devin Nunes is probably doing the right thing by trying to protect the president. More status updates, taking aim at Devin Nunes, and more articles. And the list goes on. These are all came out in basically in 24 hours. The Hill, National Review, Business Insider, I think Progress, Washington Examiner, and the list goes on. So yeah, it does look like a coordinated effort to silence and get rid of. Some of the articles are suggesting that Nunez needs to be removed from the House Intelligence Committee, and they're threatened. They know that Devin Nunez is taking out corruption, and they want to stop it. Here's the Merriam-Webster Dictionary entry for eradicate. It does seem that they want to eradicate him. Q often tells us to enjoy the show, get comfy. The Anons are getting comfy. This one said, enjoying every second of the show. Q dropped this post on the 9th. Comfy, previews are over, showtime, Q. So what we've been seeing so far is the previews of coming attractions, basically. Q dropped this on the 9th, long post. Lots of codes, lots of abbreviations, lots of different sections to it. I've been spending the last 3 days decoding this. Not that it was that hard to decode, but I've been creating graphics to represent all these lines of code and to make connections for you on who these people are and what's going on. Notice on the top line, spy op, this is essentially a layout of all the players, major players and agencies involved in the spying operation, the illegal spying operation against candidate Donald Trump. So I'm going to decode all that. First thing to know, generally speaking, in those abbreviations, two-letter abbreviations typically indicate a person or a nation. SA, Saudi Arabia, UK, United Kingdom. JB could be Jim Baker. Three-letter abbreviations that Q uses most of the time indicate government agencies, NSA, FBI, CIA, DOJ, etc. Sometimes Q calls those ABC agencies, three-letter agencies, and sometimes you get different variations on those. Brackets have multiple uses in Q's posts. They can be used to set off individuals and agencies or numbers and phrases from a line of text. Brackets can also be used to indicate what we call a kill box. This is an old post. Two Anons were wondering what the brackets meant. And Q said kill box. Cypher here correctly pointed out it simply means to execute a plan, execute an operation, to pull the trigger on something and get it rolling. That's what the kill box means. So here is the first line of code from that long stringer. And I'm going to decode this. It's just WH Hussein VJ DM JB RE JK SP KM HRC slash DNC. All right. So you decode it and you come up with spy operation, White House, Hussein, accused name for Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Dennis McDonough, Joe Biden, Rahm Emanuel, John Kerry, Samantha Power, Karen Mills, Hillary, and the DNC, in that order. And I created a graphic, and this is what it looks like. So you've got Barack Obama. This is the White House level operation in the illegal spying operation against President Trump. These are the players. Obama, President, Valerie Jarrett, Advisor, Dennis McDonough, Chief of Staff, Joe Biden, Vice President. On the bottom, I'm not sure about Rahm Emanuel. There are a couple of different ways you could decode the RE. Rahm Emanuel was Chief of Staff from 2007 to 2009. Of course, he's Chicago City Mayor. He may be involved in this. I don't know. I'm not sure on that decode. John Kerry, Secretary of State, definitely involved. Samantha Power, we know she was involved, UN Ambassador. Karen Mills, I'm not absolutely sure about. Administrator of the Small Business Administration, I don't know what role she would have in Spygate. Karen Mills, I apologize if I wrongly implicated you, but she was the KM that I came up with in the list of people in the Obama cabinet. On the right-hand side, we have Hillary. We have the Democratic National Committee. All right. That is the decode of that, like I said, this line right here. And we're going to go down to the next line. and this is the CIA level operation. So we have C underscore A, JB, class 1 through 5, NSA, play reveal, TT, DNI, JC. All right. If we decode that, it comes out CIA, John Brennan, class 1 through 5, NSA, play reveal, TT, tarmac tapes. DNI, Director of National Intelligence, is James Clapper. Here's your graphic. You have CIA level operations. Class 1 through 5, Q often uses this, my best understanding, is that it indicates classified operatives who are working for whatever agency, whether it's FBI, DOJ, or CIA. NSA is over here on the right. Play and reveal the tarmac tapes. And then you have James Clapper, DNI, on the bottom. Now, what about the tarmac tapes? Well, consider this drop from Q on November 1st. What was negotiated on the tarmac between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch? Remember, it was expected that Hillary was going to win during this time period. What if the wizards and warlocks tipped off a local reporter as to this supposed unscheduled stop? What if the NSA, under the personal direction of Admiral Rogers, had the meeting miscategorized and logged under a false identity to prevent bad actors from locating the file, while also verifying to all said players that there were no logs and it was clear? What really happened when the wizards and warlocks revealed what they had? So Key here is suggesting that they recorded the tarmac meeting, hid the file, and then confronted the bad guys with the fact that they had recorded that meeting. Was Comey forced into the spotlight shortly thereafter, not by choice, right before the election, no doubt, which would cast suspicion? These are crumbs. You cannot imagine the full and complete picture. I think eventually we are going to get the full and complete picture, and I think it's going to be amusing. So Q has suggested that they did in fact get a recording of the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, and we are waiting for that audio to drop. Let's look at the next line of code, which represents the Department of Justice level of involvement in spy op. From the left-hand side there, we have DOJ, LL, SYBO, hyphen CS, parentheses UK, brackets DL, PS, DL, JC, MM, RB, and then an arrow BC. All right, decode that. We come up with this. Got Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele, Dave Loftman, Peter Strzok. There's two DLs in there, and I do not know who the second one is. John Carlin, Mary McCord, Rachel Brand. On the right-hand side, Bill Clinton. Notice Bill Clinton has an asterisk over here. So this is the DOJ-level operation for the spying against the president. We've got Loretta Lynch, Sally Yates, Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General, Bruce Orr, Associate Deputy Attorney General, and Christopher Steele, former British Intelligence, MI6, and SIS. These two guys were put together in brackets, or they actually had a hyphen between them. Chris Steele helped build the dossier, the Steele dossier. He was being fed information and in close connection with Bruce Orr the entire time. That is coming out in the news lately as more text messages and information is coming out. We're finding out that Bruce Orr and Chris Steele worked very closely together. Down here in the bottom, Dave Loftman, Director of National Security Division Counterintelligence. John P. Carlin, Director of National Security Division. Mary McCord actually replaced Carlin when he resigned as National Security Division Director. And then Rachel Brand, Associate Attorney General. On the right-hand side, you got Peter Strzok. Peter Strzok, I think, was a go-between and a link between a lot of different agencies. He was implicated as a go-between with Brennan and the CIA in bringing information into the DOJ and FBI. He definitely worked between counterparts in the FBI and DOJ. So he was kind of the guy who brought a lot of this together, and so was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton served as a go-between for people outside of the intelligence community. Strzok was the insider who was the go-between. All right, go down to the next line of code. This one's a little bit longer. You can see all that. On the left-hand side, FBI, JC, and you can, you know, read along. You can probably interpret a lot of these yourself. JC, James Comey. AM, Andrew McCabe. JR, James Rubicki, Comey's chief of staff. MS, BP, Bill Priestap. PS, Peter Strzok. LP, Lisa Page. JB, MK, JC, SM, TG, KC. And then on the we have arrows going down to the next line. HRC, BC, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, HA, Huma Abedin, CM, Cheryl Mills, fake news. The entire line decoded looks like this. You've got all these names. And then if you go down to the graphic looks like this. So this is the FBI team. You've got, you know, various assistant directors of national security, counterintelligence. You have Lisa Page, FBI attorney there, Michael Steinbach. On the bottom, you've got James Baker, chief general counsel, Cortan, who is public affairs director, Josh Campbell and Sally Moore, two FBI agents, George Toskas, and Tashina Gohar, attorney. I could not find a picture for Tashina Gohar. I don't know what is the deal with her. She's the hardest person in the world to find a picture of. I looked, not like for hours, but I looked a long time, could not find a picture of her. Kevin Kleinsmith down there on the lower right. The FBI team gathered intelligence information. They fed it to the media and communicated that information between Bill and Hillary Clinton, Cheryl Mills, and Huma Abedin. So there's a lot of information going back and forth between a lot of people. All right, next line down is this one, not hard to decode, no name in brackets, John McCain. You've got the media, JB, JC, leaks, Arrow, POTUS, Daily Brief, FBI. So let's decode that. John McCain, media, John Brennan in brackets, James Comey in brackets, leaks going to Presidential Daily Brief and the FBI. So here's the graphic for that. This is the dissemination of information chain, how the information got out to the press and how it got to various people in the intelligence community. So you have McCain on the left-hand side there. McCain was a go-between in the sense that he took the dossier and moved it around from one person to another, from Christopher Steele to the FBI. He leaked it out to BuzzFeed, shopped it to different mainstream media outlets. Brennan and Comey in the middle, CIA director, FBI director, they leaked information to the press. They also leaked information to other people in the FBI. One of the big things that came out of the Inspector General's report was that the FBI was leaking like crazy to the mainstream media. And you also have the Presidential Daily Brief. The information from Brennan, Comey, all the different intelligence agency heads goes into the Presidential Daily Brief. This is one of the articles that Sundance from Conservative Treehouse did on the Presidential Daily Brief. What's interesting here is that under President Obama, the President's Daily Brief was going out to more than 30 different people in government. And what was really bad about that was Susan Rice was unmasking the names of citizens who were mentioned in the Presidential Daily Brief. That information came from FBI, CIA, DOJ, NSA, all the different intelligence agencies. They put the information in the Presidential Daily Brief. Susan Rice unmasked the names, and then the information went out to various people in the government, and they leaked it to the press. This is a video where Evelyn Farkas talks about why it was important for them to get all this information out of the government into the press as soon as they could. Daniel Richman, Comey's friend, is an example. Comey wrote the memos, gave them to Richman. Richman leaked them and got them out into the press. That was their scheme, was to get this information into the press to influence public opinion. Next line down is a line of code that describes who developed the opposition research against President Trump and who paid for it. So you've got this code here, Fusion GPS, Shell 2, Arrows CS, over on the right-hand side, no name. next line down, Perkins Coie, and then Washington Free Beacon. Not hard to decode that. Here's the decode. Chris Steele is in the middle, John McCain on the right-hand side. Everything else is decoded. And this is the graphic they get when you put this together. Down here on the bottom, you have Washington Free Beacon. Conservative news outlet, they originally hired Fusion GPS to begin opposition research against candidate Trump. They abandoned the project, then later Perkins Coie and the DNC picked it up. They rehired Fusion GPS to continue doing the opposition research. The Washington Free Beacon started their opposition research because they were paid by an unnamed Republican donor. It's never been said who that donor was, but I suspect it may have been Mr. No Name. We don't know for sure. Perkins Coie, to the left there, is a law firm. They represent most of the big names in D.C., in the Democratic side of the aisle. Perkins Coie pays for a lot of the political opposition research. The interesting thing about that arrangement is money comes into Perkins Coie. It goes out to pay for political opposition research, but you never really know who is funding any particular piece of research. All right, going up to the top, on the left-hand side, you have Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS. They compile the research, which is, you know, news reports, government reports, court documents, rumors, whatever. They just create a dossier, a folder of information on a lot of different political candidates. They're paid to do that research. They hand that information off to Chris Steele. He's a British intelligence agent, former. He has a relationship with the FBI. He takes the information and gives it to John McCain. McCain gives it to the FBI. That's how the opposition research on candidate Trump came into being and how it was paid for. There's another line of code we'll look at here. HRC on the left-hand side, JPRM, DNC, DWS, / JC, all in brackets, UKPM, MI6, SIS, Spy Active, and then you have arrows and CS. This is decoded here. We've got Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democratic National Committee, Robbie Mook, James Comey on the left. In the center, UK Prime Ministers, MI6, SIS, and Spy Activity, and then Chris Steele over on the right-hand side. If we look at the graphic, this is what we get. We've got, on the left-hand side, American politicians and people in the intelligence community like James Comey. In the middle, you've got them colluding with the Prime Minister of the UK and UK intelligence, and them colluding with Christopher Steele, passing the information back and forth that they gather from the intelligence operation. The final part of SPYOP doesn't actually require decoding. Here it is, and I'll just read it for you. There is an asterisk, tarmac, final meeting, no charges, drop, equals Supreme Court. Another asterisk, go-betweens, meetings 1-4. Hussein, parentheses 3, national security orders, official, POTUS can declass, bottom to top, see now, FBI DOJ to expand fast, FISA apps, false, activate domestic spy campaign, parentheses, UK assist, feed to CIA, cannot operate domestically, parentheses, JB, they never thought she would lose, Q. All right, doesn't need decoding, but it does need some explanation. There were four meetings between the team members. The asterisk denotes that Bill Clinton was a go-between for all of the meetings. The tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch was the last of the four meetings. During the tarmac meeting, Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch updated each other on how the operation was going. Lynch assured him Hillary would not be prosecuted, and in exchange, she would be given a Supreme Court nomination when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retired. President Obama used three separate national security orders to protect the actions of Operation Spygate. Trump can and probably will declassify all that information. Corruption is being exposed and dealt with from the bottom of the affected agencies to the top. lower-level players like Lisa Page are being used to gather incriminating evidence and testimony against the higher-level players like Comey and Loretta Lynch. Sufficient testimonies and evidence have been gathered that the process of removing and prosecuting those people is expanding quickly in the FBI and DOJ. Domestic spying on private citizens in the U.S. is illegal without a warrant and without probable cause. Surveillance of the Trump team had already begun, we know that, but it had no basis. Obtaining FISA approval provided legal cover in the event that questions were ever asked about the basis for the surveillance. The CIA has no charter to spy within the U.S. Their domain is outside the U.S. Then NSA has a charter to conduct surveillance with inside the U.S. UK intelligence was used to circumvent U.S. privacy laws, and it was fed to the CIA through John Brennan. Operation Spygate was illegal from start to finish, but no one is going to know because Trump had zero chance of winning. Hillary was going to win, and all the dirt would be swept under the rug. Except for one thing. Hillary didn't win, and now an outsider has all the evidence needed to prosecute them. And that is a major problem for them. President Trump tweeted these out. He kind of gave a summary of everything I just said. It's kind of nice. The big story that the fake news media refuses to report is lowlife Christopher Steele's many meetings with Deputy Attorney General Bruce Ohr and his beautiful wife, Nellie. It was Fusion GPS that hired Steele to write the phony and discredited dossier paid for by crooked Hillary and the DNC. Do you believe Nellie Ohr worked for Fusion and her husband still works for the Department of Justice? I've never seen anything so rigged in my life. Our Attorney General is scared stiff and missing in action. It is all starting to be revealed. Not pretty. IG report soon. Witch hunt. So Trump is obviously trolling the heck out of a whole lot of people with his tweets lately. He responded to that long coded post with this. I'll just read it to you. What assets, people, were placed spy in the president's campaign? Why did the news cycle drop the investigation? Think several. What if those placed are being investigated by BM, Bob Mueller? Plants need water. What if others who are placed are connected to, parentheses, future? What if Nellie Ohr previously worked on the farm? The start, public justification to proceed, parentheses, clean, Q. All right, so let's break this down a little bit. First of all, we know that some of the people who were placed inside the candidate Trump's campaign are being investigated by Mueller. We know that Paul Manafort is being investigated. I don't know that Carter Page is being investigated. He could be, and there may be other plants. That's what this is suggesting. And those people might be under investigation. Mainstream media has focused a lot on Paul Manafort, and to a lesser degree, Rick Gates. Others who might be prosecuted are being ignored. It's almost like the mainstream media wants us to focus on Manafort, a shiny object, because of his known connection to the Trump campaign. They don't mention much about the Podestas, although it's very likely that the Podestas are also being investigated by Manafort. Q asked, what if others were placed connect to future? More people planted in the campaign. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Q asked, what if Nellie Ohr previously worked on the farm? Well, that's an interesting question. Outside of Williamsburg, Virginia, there is a military base called Camp Perry. And inside of Camp Perry is a covert CIA training facility known as the Farm, which is used to train officers for the CIA's Directorate of Operations. Did Nellie Ohr work on the farm? I don't know. Interesting question. Q wrote, the start, public justification to proceed, clean. This is how I interpret that. Carter Page and Paul Manafort, because of their alleged Russian connections, once they were inserted into the campaign, they were the public justification to start the surveillance of candidate Trump, who, in fact, was actually clean. If Jeff Sessions is missing in action, who is sending these Department of Justice airplanes to visit Little Rock, Arkansas, to retrieve boxes of documents. This is an article from True Pundit. In the last week, these 757 jets have landed at Little Rock Airport. They are DOJ aircraft, and reportedly they've been taking boxes of documents back to Virginia. And that's got a lot of people wondering what is going on, because I believe the FBI Clinton Foundation investigation is being based out of Little Rock. It would be very interesting if they're transferring documents to Virginia right now. Q posted this, and it's a meme. It's about voter ID. This is just a small list of things that require an ID but not considered racist. Purchasing alcohol, buying cigarettes, opening a bank account, driving a car, renting a car, etc. Showing ID to vote is considered racist. And then on the right-hand side, there's an article link. This all revolves around removing Nunez. Q wrote, California and New York, notorious voter fraud. Controlled and coordinated by corrupt so-called volunteers, state officials, logical thinking, why are D's opposed to implementing voter ID law? And there is the link here. Basically, the Dems are seeking to wipe out the GOP in California in the midterms. They want to remove all Republicans from the state. And we'll see how that works out. Q posted this. They never thought she would lose. Now they all lose. Q plus. Then Q's board came under attack. We're under heavy attack. ABC took control. ABC is usually an indication of three-letter agencies. Trip code was compromised. Post number 131 was the last valid post. Trip update coming. Q. Then Q posted this. New trip code confirmed. PF. Patriots fight safe. Q. Q posts on a couple of different boards. There is the research board, which is the board that the Anons can converse with Q on. They can leave comments. And there's Patriots Fight. Patriots Fight is Q's private board. Q is the only one who can post on that. When you see a post with a low number like 133 or 134, that's on Patriots Fight. Q has been posting mostly on Patriots Fight lately, which is private board. When something is posted on that board, it doesn't necessarily require a lot of comments or feedback. And Q has just indicated here that that board was safe. We got this from Q. Patriots, we are under extreme heavy attack by three intel agencies, foreign and domestic. We are in common coordination with necessary divisions. Stay strong, stay together, Q. Q posted this coded message, distress there in the middle. I believe it's just an operational post. Doesn't really mean anything for us. Q also posted this coded message, and then posted this message. Fishing is fun. These people are stupid. Notice fish is in brackets. And several people have commented that it's possible Q may have set a trap for them fishing. One interpretation for fish is forensic information scanning hub, a criminal investigation software. It could be that Q is trying to get the bad guys to compromise a trip code so they could then get their locations and get IDs on them. That is the latest Q update. I have another thread that I'm going to be making. There, Q has been posting a lot more. I wanted to end this one right here. And I'll get that other thread going and get caught up with the next video as soon as I can. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Pragmatic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.